progress.
Okay. So we will call this audit subcommittee to order. We have made quorum, and we're going to go around the room and introduce ourselves and tell what stations we're from, and just so that we know where we're from and who we are. My name is Irene Adams. I am a member, LSB member of WPFW. I've been a volunteer of many capacities at WPFW for over 30 years. This is my first stint with the PNV as a delegate elected in this past year, in 2023. And I'm so excited. I serve on the audit committee. I'm serving here in this capacity on the audit committee, and I also sit in on the programming committees. And on the LSB, I have the development committee. I chaired that, and I sit on the mass committee as well as the outreach committee. And let's go next. What's next?
I'll go next. I'm not sure if there's another letter before mine, but my name is Wanda Nyawi. I am a member of the local station board, WPFW. I am new to the station board. This is my second year, but I am not new to WPFW. I've been listening to that station since I moved to the area about 30 years ago, and before that, I listened to the Pacifica station in New York, WBAI, for about 10 years. So I'm a longtime listener and new station board member.
So it's really weird because the next person up is probably Rob Lee.
My name is Zach Colbeer. I'm with the KPFA LSB. I was just reelected for my second term. That started with the PNB last year as well. And this is my first audit committee.
That's it. One. And next would be Rob.
Okay, thanks. I am Rob Lee, representing KPFT. I am 1 year with the local station board in Houston. Long-time listeners. I've listened for 25 years or so, probably more. I think I went to the station one night inebriated in, 40 years ago, but and stared in. But, more serious listener in the last 25 years. Anyway, true confessions there. But first meeting in the audit committee, and I have, for what it's worth, more of a business background, so hopefully I'll be able to help thinking about, some of the things that I do at work to be able to bring into this committee. Thanks.
Thank you. We miss Jim.
Oh, this is our introductions?
Okay. Yes.
All right. My name is Jim Dingman. I was a listener of the WBI radio in the mid-60s, and I had several careers throughout my life, including as a journalist. I've worked with mainstream organizations, broadcast organizations, such as PBS, also CBS, NBC, during the Gulf War. I was a consultant for them. I did print journalism, so I have my experiences based. I have a whole bunch of different kind of print and broadcast experiences. I began to get involved reluctantly, now looking back on it 30 years now, in governance at BAI back in the 90s. I was on the local advisory board structure, programming committee, which existed at WBI in the 90s. I saw the change. I've been the chair of the community advisory board in New York. I've also headed committees at the national level in programming. I've been on the auditing committee before, and it's a very important committee. We just have to, we got to get those audits done. Very important. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I think so too, Jim. I think it's very important. Otis.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. What's going on?
He might not be listening.
There we go.
Oh, okay.
No. Otis is, I waited because she said I had to do this. Otherwise, I'd just be sitting around drinking. I started with Pacifica in 1967. We did a show on BAI, and a comedy show. And I was on and off in Houston. I had a show, became PD. I did, you know, a lot of comedy stuff. When we had the big changeover in 2000, I wrote this KPFTX system so that we could keep track of our vast empire of governance committees and people and stuff like that. And so I've been doing that since, and I also handle all of the internet infrastructure on Pacifica, the archives and the confessors, and also for the affiliates. So I'm busy. I don't have time for this. No, I gotta tell you, I just to say a thing about the history, there was at one time a sense that the committees could be smaller, but years ago, there was a motion passed by the PNB, which essentially enlarged all the committees so that you would have huge numbers of people joining them and never show up, so you could never have a meeting. So reducing the size of the committee makes a lot of sense. And audit's not exciting, so that's my two cents.
Yeah, I get it. It's not real exciting. Math has never been exciting either. It's not about the math. It's about recruiting a good auditor to be able to do the math for us. So, thank God. Minerva.
Okay.
Thank you, Otis, for being here. Sorry. Thank you, Otis, for being here. Minerva?
Okay, and I'm just sharing with everyone that I'm like Otis. I really should not be here because I'm part of the finance committee. So it's more
spy.
Otis, you and I need to talk after the meeting.
I'm in trouble.
I didn't say anything. You think about that.
You call me.
Everyone.
Call me. You have my number.
I will. I sure will. Yeah. But just basically, I am Minerva Sanders. I'm from the WPFW Local Station Board, and I'm vice chair of the PNB. And I have been a member of WPFW's Local Station Board. I think this is going on my second term on the board as Zach and Irene and probably a few others. And just right now I wanted to just kind of be on and I was hoping that Irene was just trying to use this as a time as to what she's doing, get to know everyone. But the actual meeting she will put together working with the person who's supposed to be supporting her with this, which is not me. And then, you know, work with you guys to set a meeting date that everyone can agree upon and come back together to go forward. But Irene, I think it's a great idea to meet with the people before you begin the task that you have. And then you'll be able to come back with what the task is and how you're going to move forward with it. Because I think in some meetings, Stephanie has given comments about the auditor, and you can speak with her and just put everything in place that you need to have and have things work. And my other background, I currently serve as the chair of the program committee for WPFW's LSB. At one point, I served as chair of the LSB for a short time, but still it was an experience. And some kind of way, I ended up at the PNB, which I really enjoyed, not saying I don't enjoy my local station board. But we just have a lot of things that I feel Pacifica and the stations can do and Jim Dingman and others. We all sit on committees together, but I think the key message always has been for me, it's not about me. It's about how do we keep this wonderful network going and keep the stations engaged and their people energized so they can energize their communities and have us grow instead of going into what I call a shrinking of what we're doing, because the media is changing. So I always and continue to ask this question, what is radio really going to look like in the 21st century? And I'm still waiting for someone who has that background to share that message with me and others so we know where we're trying to grow and go. And thank you, Irene, for letting me say something. I'm going to be quiet.
Thank you, Minerva. Okay, so that's basically what I wanted to do for this meeting was, one, is get to know the rest of the committee members, let them introduce themselves, and maybe...
Excuse me, we didn't get Egberto.
Oh, he was quiet. Oh, yeah, Egberto. I called out his name at one moment, but I think I...
went. I'm a quiet guy.
Hi, Egberto.
How are you? Egberto from KPFT 90.1 FM and host of Politics Done Right. And that's about it.
Okay, is this your first stint on the PNB?
I've been on the PNB for 2 years and change now, and I'm on the LSB for the last 6 years. So I am terming out. I will be disappearing.
Well, not before we get the work done for the audit committee, right?
Ouch.
Hopefully not. We hope to keep you for a little while, right?
Yes, ma'am.
A little while. Okay, great.
Given that we are going to be having a woman as president, I'll take my president, my practice right now.
raising hands. Okay. All right. Thank you all for being here. I really appreciate you showing up. I know it was a long time coming, and I actually was sitting in the airport when I realized that we had a meeting on the last meeting and no computer. So my humble apologies, but I got stuck in the airport coming from St. Lucia, which was a very nice vacation. But however, I knew I had something to do here. So what I would like to do for this meeting is set a regular meeting date for us, since this should be a standing committee for over time. I'd like to set a meeting date for us. And also I'd like to think about what our next agenda would be, and some questions that we would need to ask. And I had a couple of questions for those who have some institutional knowledge. So do we start with setting a regular meeting date?
Is there work to be done?
Yes, there is. We first have to engage an auditor. We need to engage an auditor.
Do we have information from all of the stations? Can we even engage an auditor? I've been told that there's at least one station that doesn't provide, you know, the financial information to be able to have an audit conducted.
So I don't think that one monkey should stop the show. If there is an issue with this one station, then it's up to the PNB as a whole to deal with that station and its financials. That's up to the finance committee to make sure that they have their financials. I believe that ours is to engage an auditor and make sure that auditor has what it needs. But
an auditor, I hate to interrupt, an auditor can't audit if we don't have all the information to get there.
Do you know what station we're talking about?
Be discussed later. I do not know.
Okay.
I do not know what I'm talking about. People tell me things.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go with the meeting date first and start that off. Is there any particular date that anyone prefers? Anyone simply cannot do. I know that most of the LSBs meet on the second or third Wednesday of the month. Yeah, so that's not a good date because they always go forever. And then every other Thursday, the PNB as a whole meets. So I can take that off Wednesday. Off Thursday. That one off Thursday from the PNB, if everyone else can. Like this Thursday is an off. This will be the last Thursday of the month. The problem with that is that the next 2 months, they're holidays, or mm-hmm. It's the day after a holiday.
Just pick a day.
Wanda, you wanted to say something?
I initially thought that Wednesdays, but it sounds like most Wednesdays are used by other committees. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah. We have a relocation committee meeting at WPFW on Wednesdays.
I suggest we pick a day, and then if somebody can't make it, we somehow communicate to everybody and make an alternative. But, you know.
I like Thursdays.
Yeah, I like Thursday at 8. But how urgent is the work that needs to be done? Because 2 months.
Yeah. Right. It's urgent work. This is urgent work. So maybe we can flip the Thursday not to the fourth or the last and or to the second if there's nothing else going on. If there's no other meetings going on. And when I say this, I'm looking now at I'm going on to the Pacifica website on the calendar to see next Thursday would be a PNB meeting, correct? That's a regular meeting, which is on the 7th. So November 14th?
Yeah, sure, do it.
Yeah.
November 14th. Yeah, I see nothing on that date. Beginning November 14th. Okay. All right. Good thing. Everybody agreed? Any objections? Great, 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 great. So for that meeting, I know that I will have handy the resolution that we voted on in November. I've tried to look through it for it through our minutes, but I couldn't find it. But I would like to read that resolution so that we really know what our tasks are and what we're set out to do. So I will have that resolution and read it on the agenda at the next meeting. Any other agenda items that we need to clarify that question that Rob had? Do all the stations have their financials in? And I don't know how to answer that question. I don't know where to get that answer from. Is that the finance committee?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Yeah. So I'm unfamiliar with the audit committee and the tasks that it has done in the past. So I was just wondering, is this something that's standing that audits are done? How often are they done? I just was kind of curious if you could give me a little background and, you know, how do audits help Pacifica stations?
Can I answer?
Yes.
Audits are done generally on an annual basis. And here's the reason we have such an important task. If we don't have an audited nonprofit, we cannot solicit money from big foundations, there's some sort of other group that has lots of initials that we can't ask money from because we don't have audited financials. You know, we're in a significant, we can't borrow money as well. We're going to pay a higher interest rate. Not having audited financials is really a terrible thing. And I think that we have not had audited financials for multiple years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to chime in on this.
Please.
Okay. First of all, the audits, as Rob said, are essential for us to get and maintain our nonprofit status. And indeed, being able to get grants in the states that we're in, for example, you need an audited annual keeping up with it to, for example, apply to the state of New York and maintain a nonprofit status with the Secretary of State. So that did break down in the past 10 years. I believe we're still several years behind on the audits, and one of the hopefully some of the money that came from the sale of KPFK will hopefully help pay for that. The problem is that and this is public knowledge, this is nothing to, you know, I'm not talking about top secret information here. We had to deal with the EIDL loan, which was a Small Business Administration loan, and unfortunately we weren't able to put that aside, and then because it had a very good 30-year 3% low interest rate payout. Unfortunately, we had to pay that whole thing up because we weren't able, we were in escrow. So that sort of bollocks up the idea that we'd have like a big war chest of maybe a million point five to play with. So now we're in a situation where the audits are very important to have passed. Now, another aspect of the audits is there's another form of audits that are essential for us to get money from the CPB. Now, that seems to have dropped by the wayside from people's consciousness, not mine. That's a more expensive form of an audit. That's called an AFR, an audited, it's more of a forensic audit. So if we are to reapply to the CPB, we have to have that level of an audit that's more expensive than a regular audit. But it's absolutely essential for us to get these audits passed. In the past, I think probably would be useful for Irene and is to have Julie send you records and to everybody here in this committee of the past audits that have been done. You know, there is a record of what occurred in the past, and there was a firm that was hired. Now, the problem with that is that can cost, I think we're 2 years behind, if I recall. And so I think they're shopping around to maybe get this accomplished in the range of about $100,000 or something like that in order to get these AFRs done. But it is essential for us to get that done because of the ability to apply for grants.
And we'll probably have to do all the past audits to be doing really the current audit.
Well, and another thing to add, I don't know what station you're talking about, Bob.
I don't really know. I'm new.
First of all, the national business, there's a whole, the bank accounts now are sent up to the national except for Berkeley. So, a lot of what information is to be organized for an audit is now the responsibility of the national office. And so that's a different ball game than it was, before that measure was passed a year ago. They have to lay out the information. It's not just simply a station screwing up. It's now at the national level. They have to do this hard work. At least that's my understanding.
Could we get a report from somebody that maybe was the chair of the last audit committee that could bring us up to speed on exactly where we are? Do we have anybody here that was on the audit committee that could, you know, bring all us newbies up to date on exactly, you know, where we are and what problems we have faced previously?
Rob, I have that on the list of things to get. There's a list of things that I was going to bring up of things that we need in order to even wrap our heads around this. One of them is whether or not we have a budget and what is our budget. A prior engagement letter. And a report of the last audit done. So
It's on the list as well as that resolution. So hopefully I'll bring them to the next meeting or be able to send them out to you guys before the next meeting. Is that acceptable?
Yeah, perfect.
If I can get a hold of them, I'm going to request them from Julie and whoever and see who we can get to get it from, and see if I can, we can get this stuff, in our hands so that we can take a look at it before we come to the meeting on November 14th.
Irene?
Yeah.
It might be the idea of contacting past chairs of the audit committee might be a good, useful way to get up to snuff. There's a number of people. I don't know who they are. I mean,
Is it Eileen?
I'm not sure. I know some, but I mean, it's a good idea, you know, to basically have them brief us and clarify what's going on, particularly people who haven't been on this before. And remember, we're having a changeover in December.
So, right.
So the whole thing could be different.
Right. Great. Okay. You would like for them to come and talk to us or come in and report or what?
Well, you know, there's a lot of BS. I mean, you know, basically, you know, I'm all in favor of having a effective, efficient firm contacted. Some people wanted to waste our time. It'd be great to have a firm do it pro bono, but I don't think that's going to happen. Highly unlikely. So
there's a liability.
Right.
My firm will do it for free. There's a liability. Right.
Exactly. And those are the issues that were raised in the past, but people tend to bring it up again, which wastes time.
We look terrible, just to let you guys know from a financial perspective on this.
Yeah. Bob, I'm well aware of this. I've been dealing with this for 30 years. We people need to help you, Irene, and get that information to you so everybody can read that and get up to snuff. That's all.
Okay. Okay. Then that's my charge for the next meeting, to have that done. So I will. Anything else that we need to add to our agenda for next time?
I have a suggestion. I think we should all reach out to people on our local station boards that we know what's going on. And, at least I'm going to, but I'd suggest everybody on the committee, and let's all get educated from somebody, we all know, from our individual board membership or wherever we are. And let's all come with a little bit more information to be able to help everybody out so we can kind of figure out, you know, where we are.
Okay. I don't know how that's going to fly on my side, but I'll do my best.
Yeah. I have somebody I'm going to talk to.
Okay.
We'll help you out, Irene. Don't worry about it.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. I tried that pro bono road and they weren't very happy about it. So, that's why I'm coming to ask, do we have a budget and what is our budget so that we can know how to negotiate with someone to do an AFR? Cause that was my understanding too, that we probably more than likely needed AFRs and not just a regular audit. We needed forensic audits. Any other suggestions for the agenda for next time? I think that we ought to decide on how we're going to govern ourselves, leadership, elections, whatever it is however it is we want to approach this. And that's fine. I'm a worker bee. And so anything that I can do to pitch in and roll up my sleeves and help with, I will do. But we do need to address that at the next meeting as to who we would like to have in leadership and such for this committee. Okay. Anything else?
Let's make sure Trump's defeated.
Well, we're working on that, Jim. We're working on that. I'm trying to convince, many folks that think that they have, just because they've been arrested before, they think that they can't vote. I'm trying to convince these folks to get out and vote. No, go vote.
God bless you. Good work, honey.
And okay, anything else? Anything for the good of the order? I don't want to keep you guys as long, any longer than you need to be. We, God knows we have enough meetings during the week, and I don't want this one to be one that's belaboring. No, so just, anything else?
I just want the winning lottery number this week. That's all I want.
Oh, yeah, I tried that too. I tried to get that through AI and it won't help me. It will not help me. So guess that won't happen. So any objection, any motion to adjourn? Anything else? Anything else I should do? Nothing? Okay. I'll do better on the next meeting, but I'll accept any objections to adjourning, or can I get a motion to adjourn?
You're doing great. Motion to adjourn.
All right. Thank you all very much for coming. I appreciate you being here. God knows this is a task at hand that we're going to need to roll up our sleeves and bust a lot of sweat, but I appreciate you showing up. Thanks again.
Thank you. All right.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right.